It's a big win for us.
We got a third-year program going on the road across the country for all the reasons not to, but they found a way to make it happen. You know, we talked all week, and I know Montana State and Coach Cho's done a great job, but, you know, they talk a lot about them being a fourth-quarter team. And I talked to our kids a lot about that. And I had a feeling this was going to be one of those knockdown, drag-out kind of games, and it was. And I was just proud of our kids. They kept fighting, and we found a way to make a few plays when we needed to, because it was a hard-fought game. They got a good football team.
What'd you think of your guys' ability to convert in crucial situations in that last drive?
Yeah, we had to. And I told the guys that we had to score on that drive. Heck, I wanted to go ahead and go for it right there again and put it behind us. But I was living on the edge enough as it was. So we went ahead and kicked it and found a way. But they found a way, you know what I mean? And that's what I'm most proud of. It's never wasn't pretty, but we found a way.
What was the challenge between the travel, the weather, and was that an issue? And then maybe the game preparation this morning, what was that like?
You know what? No, nothing was really an issue for us. I think sometimes you can, you know, all we talked about is since day one of starting this program is that circumstances don't matter. Only control what you can control. And that's what we talked about. I mean, we train in the snow in off season. If we've snowed in Atlanta, we've done coaches' runs, we've done different. So I think it was more about our kids dialing in and not let circumstances affect what we're doing. And truthfully, you couldn't ask for a nicer day to play a ball game. Now, it snowed before, but when it was game time, it was about as good a day as you could have to play a ball game.
Was there anything different in terms of just, you know, the types of, you know, equipment or just kind of anything like that?
Well, our equipment guys did a good job making sure we had, we got a couple heaters for the sideline. Kids had what they needed for whatever they needed to wear, some of the hand warmer stuff. But I'll be honest with you guys, second half, I was ready to shed my jacket. It was, and you get in the motion of a game, you sweat, you know what I mean, you get going. So, but we were prepared. Obviously, with the stuff we needed to have, and our equipment guys, Dan Glenn, did a great job of that. Our travel was really pretty smooth. You know, we flew out and came by the stadium because I wanted the kids to go ahead and get that out of the way. All right, this is a new place. There's snow on the ground. Go enjoy it. Take your pictures. Do whatever you want to do. And then when we get back to the hotel, we have a routine on Friday night, home or away. And once we get locked in that routine, we're in.
On that last MSU possession, you guys got that interception. They got a big gain inside your territory. Yeah. Did you say anything to the guys to stay in the same defense, or were you looking for him to switch to run on that? Or?
No, nothing. I mean, Coach Newberry's and the kid made a heck of a catch. We had a guy draped on him. Kid made it. It was a heck of a throwing catch. We're doing what we do. Yeah, it's a good question, but we didn't really change a whole lot. And fortunately, they threw one out, and Taylor Hinkle was able to make a play to seal the game. There at the end.
Think you guys set the tone with that opening drive?
You know, that was a heck of a drive. We converted some awful, arduous, I would call, third downs. But we did. And then, you know, in the first half, we kept getting penalties. And we got off schedule. Our field position was horrific. I mean, we were having to have to go the length of the field in the first half. And then we got off schedule with penalties. And we really couldn't get any rhythm going. So the first quarter was a possession on each side of the ball, and it was over. It was a minute and 11 seconds to go in the first quarter. Yeah. They had theirs, we had ours, and it is what it is. Yeah. If it weren't for TV, we'd have set a new record.
Yeah, right.
You said that you train in the snow?
Well, we do morning runs in the off season, in winter. So if it snows, we go conditioning and do everything. We prepare for anything that might be coming up down the road. So we had a snow, I think it was 2 years ago. Well, we went out and did our coaches' runs in the morning, and then, truthfully, the morning runs, the temperature's usually a lot colder than it was today. So, I'm not going to make it not to be a difference, because when you fly across the country, it is what it is. It's different. But I thought our kids didn't get caught up in all that, and they just came to play.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.